all full of victory. Psalm said it, and so also did Hebrews. You understand? They did come, sacrifices and burnt offerings when it was offering them. Sacrifices and burnt offerings. Thou wouldst not, but a body that thou prepared for me. And then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, as it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he might establish the second. Is that right?
Right.
He took every last one of them carnal ordinances.
Right.
Ain't that right? And when he's bowed his head in the locks of his shoulder, out on Golgotha, John 19:30 said, it's finished! Where's it's finished? I'm finished! Fulfilled!
Right.
The law and the prophets.
Right.
I've moved every last one of them carnal ordinances out of it. Ain't that right? You understand? And now we're going on up in the spirit,
yeah,
to which the natural upon the truth.
Yeah.
Ain't that right? Now, yeah, Christian dude out here that don't want nothing said about it. You understand? Standing around talking about transubstantiation. You understand?
Yeah.
Christian dude is out here driving somebody around in the water. There is Christian dude out there washing somebody's feet. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes, Christian dude out there packing all the natural things.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And they don't want me to say nothing about it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you to come out of that gun.
You understand? They would sense you saying anything about it. My job, I was sent to tell of it. You understand? Because they ain't doing nothing but practicing the things that was down under the law that's been fulfilled and moved out of the way. And now we've come to the spirit of it. Ain't that right? And you have gone up in the spirit. Yeah, come on up. Out of that ritual, that business, that natural congregation and assembly. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Go on in to the general assembly and the church of the first part. Now come on away. Now, sir. You understand? Now, sir. Yeah, come on up. The Apostle Paul said, you're not come. Talking to the Jews back there in this dispensation from the day of Pentecost time. Said, you're not come to the mount that might be touched. But if you're not come to the mount that might be touched, then what have you come to? Said, you're come to God. And God, you have come to the generous sinner. You have come to the new room of the church for the first part until the new room company of angels. Now look, that's the church or that's the body of Messiah. Now look, what you tell me what you look like. Stand around and often Gabriel and Michael, some glasses and do you see what I'm talking about? It's some great Jews. You see what I'm talking about, those predictions?
Let's get on up in the spirit. Let's get on with that stuff. You understand? Get your eyes open. Who can tell the difference? You understand? And yes, I'm going to talk about it. That's all I... See, look, I'm not talking about nothing to know a personality.
That's right.
You understand?
That's right.
You just disrepair. So far as his flesh and body was concerned, it's as good as yours and mine.
Right.
See? You understand?
That's right.
Every sin that a man commits, he commits it without the body.
Yeah.
See, I'm not talking about the body. You understand? I'm talking about the spirit in that body. I'm telling you that them are dead. You understand this preaching, this foolishness to you out here? That is babbling. That is confusion. And you know yourself. Every which way you go, some hypocrite out there tells you, listen to me, said you haven't been baptized right.
That's right. That's right.
You understand? Dr. Rochelle, if you don't mind me mentioning his name, the president of the school, been baptized 6 or 7 times. Haven't you, Dr. Gross? been baptized as a
kid. You understand?
Why, I saw them lying, hypocrites, preaching. They never got to go to them, you understand? You say, well, this is just ceremonial, brother. Baptism wasn't performed right. See, every time one said that, we want to be right. Ain't nobody we jumped. See? And then when we went in and come out, you understand? You went in dry, come out wet. And so far as your conscience is concerned, you're a liar if you say your conscience was transformed.
Right.
Then somebody said, well, Jesus said, he just called his brother a liar, a fool, a liar, in danger of hell. And God is calling you out of it. Listen, let me say this to you. Messiah said, you see, he said, Freddie, don't you think he meant what he said?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you don't think he said it, I'll read. Maybe you better read it. See. We try reading it for a while. Then, when you read it, you let it alone. John 4:23 and 24. And you, all I'm asking you, just let it alone.
That's right.
God and Spirit. Now listen. Messiah said he proceedeth and come forth from the body. You see? From the first. He said, I know him. You understand? You understand? That we speak that we do know.
Right.
And testify that when you speak.
That's right.
You understand? And you receive no witness. Is that right?
That's right.
Now I'm going to say to them, repeat what you just read.
God is Spirit.
God is Spirit.
And they that worship him.
Now that's a must.
Right.
You see, Bishop, see, in the 17th chapter of Acts of Apostles, the Apostle Paul told the Grecians, you understand, that they ought not to say that God dwells in temples made by hands, that you run around here arguing about it. You understand? Talk about you and your church down on the corner. You understand? God does not dwell in temples made by him. Is that right? And neither is he worshipped with men's hands. Now every time you come around telling me, you understand, and you call yourself, you understand? Seeking, that's what he comes, seeking for some life. understand? You worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what it's seeking. You understand? And you take this mess out of here.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want your feet washed, you go home and wash your own dirty. You pick them up here and be washed. I wash mine, you wash yours. I said he's so in blasphemous. You understand? No, that symbolized the washing of regeneration. You understand? And Messiah was the Word of God. And when he was washing their feet, that it was the Word of God that was washing their feet. And what did he do it for? He's fulfilling that because Moses brought Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu to the door of the tabernacle and washed their feet and put on the linen garment and anointed them with oil. He's fulfilling that. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He is the Word of God. Ain't that right himself? You understand? Paul looked at it over here in the 5th chapter of Ephesians, and he said this: husbands, love your wife, even as Messiah also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it unto himself, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blame or without fault. Ain't that right? The carnal-minded preacher, he got the thing all twisted up, and he thought that he was talking about a man and his wife. You understand what I'm talking about? No, no such a thing. And in the last two verses, he said this: to do them a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ in the church. Now, what I'm preaching and teaching you the Word of God says to wash it. Of regeneration. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Wash. It's the word that'll cleanse you. You understand?
Yeah.
And that stuff you got down there, literally so and naturally so. You understand? You're going home and wash your own dirty feet. Mm-hmm. When Messiah was washing the disciples' feet, Peter said, "You never wash my feet."
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He said, "If I don't wash you, you'll have no part with me."
Right.
You understand? He said, "Not only my feet, I don't know, but just give me a bath, I'll just put it in." You understand? Now this is what he said. He said, "Now you don't know what I'm doing now." Well, he did know. The Peter did know that he was watching. See?
Mm-hmm.
You see? But what he meant by what he said, he didn't know the meaning of it. But he said, "You shall know hereafter when the man got the Holy Ghost."
Right.
Understand that it was a washing of regeneration by the Word of God. You understand? And that's what I preach to you, is to feed me up with the Word of God, to the law and to the testimony. You understand? And if that don't sanctify and cleanse you and wash you up, I'll guarantee you that that place in the water down there.
All right.
You can drag it through the boat. And the Atlantic Ocean. And it will not such translate to a mind. You understand? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you get in the church? You see, we said that he said, "Upon this rock I will build." You understand? The devil, I said, called himself building churches. You understand? And he ran back boasting. I said, "I built one over yonder, and I built one over there, and I've also built one down yonder," bragging about it, writing about it. You understand?
Put
all they do. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
I tell you something else. Yeah. I said, "Upon this rock, I'll build. Very decent hell shall not prevail against you." And you know just as well as I do. Don't set that alive yourself, and don't try to lie to you. But see, I was sitting in the pastor. You got it closed up. You're in the courts trying to get it open. What kind of a fool do you think I am? You see what I'm talking about? 1 Corinthians 12:13. I'm going to get you in there. For by one spirit, hey, Wallace, didn't say water.
That's right.
Read.
For by one spirit,
not two, three, but by one spirit,
are we all baptized?
Are we all baptized
into one body?
Into one body.
Whether we be Jews,
don't make no difference. He may be Gentiles. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles,
whether we be bond or free,
whether we be bond or free.
Have all been made to drink into one spirit.
And it's all been made to drink into one spirit. Understand? Now, this morning, could I just tell you just one more thing?
Go ahead.
Could I just tell you this? Would you suffer me? See, you don't have opportunity to hear unless you come down. You understand? Now, look. Would you mind looking in the 6th chapter of Romans? And would you mind taking that first verse? Now, see, I made all these blunders. Are you listening to what I'm going to say? All right.
What shall we say then?
Now, look, if somebody would come up to you, Bishop Shaw, and say, what shall we say then? You think, well, what kind of a fool is that? You think he ought to be over yonder somewhere in Camarillo or someplace?
He needs to be looked up. He needs to be confined in the healing mockingary. You understand? Or some psychopathic ward of some healing mockingary institution. You understand? Get some protection, examined by a psychiatrist. He's nuts, in other words. Mentally deranged. You understand some of these words, don't you? See, you wouldn't walk up to a man and say, well, what shall we say then? What shall we say then, would you?
No. You understand? Now, you see, that reason why I'm calling your attention to this is because, you see, that chapter is divided there. You got the first verse of that 6th chapter, is that right? Now, as a rule, the devil, he starts like this, saying, what shall we say then? And now he has to back the subject and the phrase to get together at all. You see, now if you went back up in the 5th chapter, you would find about the who the Jews is. He's talking about the Jews.
Right.
I said, what shall the Jews say then? What shall we, the Jews, say then? All right, read.
Shall we continue in
sin? Now listen at it. Shall we continue in sin?
That grace may abound.
That grace may abound.
God forbid.
God forbid.
How shall we,
the Jews,
that are dead to sin,
live any longer therein?
Know ye not?
Don't you know?
That so many of us,
the Jews, that were baptized at John water baptism of repentance before he died.
Right. Okay.
So they didn't baptize no Gentiles. Them didn't baptize no Gentile. Well, why didn't he baptize no Gentile? Look here. All the Jews that come out of Egypt was baptized in the cloud and the sea. They was all Jews.
Right.
But wasn't it? And he's fulfilling it. So then if he's going to fulfill it, then if there wasn't no Gentiles in that, there can't be none in this.
That's right.
You see? Now, so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ.
Were baptized into his death.
Therefore, they had to be baptized before he died.
Right.
In order to be baptized into his death. Ray, are you listening?
Sure.
We are preaching that Christ raised from the dead.
Right.
Man, you can't baptize nobody in his death now.
Read on.
Therefore, we are buried with him.
We are buried with him.
By baptism into death.
By baptism into death.
That like as Christ was raised up
from the dead.
Glory of the Father.
By the glory of the Father.
Even so we also should walk in newness.
Even so we also should walk in the newness of life. You understand?
All right.
Now that's what Paul is saying. Now you're reading that, you're reading Romans.
Right.
Now Romans are Gentile bishop.
Right.
You understand? Now Paul is not writing no letter to no Romans.
Right.
See, he's writing it to the Jews that's left at the Rome to preach the gospel to the Romans.
Right.
Right. The last one of them is present. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting in there, and he's telling them Jews that are up there at Rome, he's got a Christian God. Don't you know you're the Jews?
Uh-huh.
As many of us, the Jews, as was baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death. Therefore, John had to bury him by baptism before he died, in order to baptize him into his death.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that we should rise to walk in the newness of life.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jews.
Right.
Said, what shall we say then? How shall we that are dead? Who the Jews? You understand? That was dead. You see, all of that. Watch the curve.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his
life. Listen, for if we have been planted. Listen, you don't have no history. There's no history in the world that shows that the Gentile devil was planted in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got to be talking about the Jew.
Mm-hmm.
You heard me, Bishop. You see, understand? They were planted. You see, and I don't mean sprinkled. I mean planted.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Just like you plant beans, corn and stuff. Same for some dirt apple. Plant. You understand what I'm talking about? Plant. Now look, the Gentiles wasn't planted.
Right.
Right.
They was grafted in.
That's right.
How did that happen by faith?
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
You see the point? You see now?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, read.
We shall be also in the likeness of
we
his
shall
resurrection.
Be also in the likeness of his Read.
Knowing this, that our whole man.
Knowing this, that our whole man. That the body of sin might be destroyed.
That henceforth we shall not serve sin.
That now, the other said, we shall not serve sin.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to serve sin, well, you're going to run back to this boy's confession to the priest.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Not supposed to be served. He was manifested to make him the sin.
Right.
You understand? And he's where he's going to go. They cannot commit sin.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
You can't commit sin and be led as a spirit. Right. That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Skip on down then. You take that level.
Right.
Now, here you come. Here you come to Gentiles. He said, not likewise. No, don't go do it, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir, don't go do it. Just reckon.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Just reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise. Now, just like that. Just like it happened to the Jew. You Gentile, you reckon yourself to be dead indeed unto sin.
Mm-hmm. But alive unto God.
But alive unto Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Listen here. Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Right.
God told Abraham to offer up Isaac.
Right.
You understand? And Abraham, so says Paul in the 11th chapter of Hebrews.
Right.
Paul says it, Abraham did offer up.
Right.
Somebody said, well, he was going to, but he caught the ram in the thicket. And that right? No, I beg your pardon. That didn't happen that way. See, in his mind, before he got to the ram in the thicket, you understand? In his mind, he accounted. In his mind, just like you are supposed to account. In your mind, just like the Jews.
Well, you'll count. Don't go do it. But count it in your mind.
That's right.
Yourself.
That's right.
Likewise, Abraham accounted it in his mind that God had told him to offer him up. As far as Abraham was concerned, he was a goner because they offered him up. And you understand, accounting in his mind that God was able to raise him from the dead, that is prosperity, you see. My soul turned. You understand what I'm talking about? But God, yeah, I mean, God said he did offer him up.
That's right.
Executed in his mind, just like I'm telling you about this execution in your mind. You understand? You count it. Now, guess what I said? Let me say this to you, Father. Now, in the second chapter of Colossians, folks, then don't be impatient. In the second chapter of Colossians, you understand? Now, you, everybody, and I'm talking about everybody, and when I say everybody, I do mean everybody. Everybody was circumcised by the circumcision of Messiah.
Right.
See, everybody was baptized in the water by his baptism. Everybody. That's you too. Even the unborn generation. You understand? And you say that the church is the body of Christ. Is that what you say?
Right, right.
And if the church is the body of Christ, this is physical body, this is his physical body here. You understand? So you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Wherein in Colossians, you are also buried by baptism with him. Ain't that right?
Right.
Wherein also you are risen with him. Look, no hands.
Mm-hmm.
Say, no hands. Got baptized all of it by him. You understand? He's the Savior. All of the works and everything. You see, it's fulfilled. It's done. All the natural, all the literal, all the carnal, all the physical, all the natural. You understand? Behold, you despise wonder and pass. I work a work in your days that you shall not believe. Go on, man. Ain't that right? You understand what I'm talking about? He did all the work. You understand? You're like, God did all the work, making all the necessary preparations for Adam after he took him out of the ground. Ain't that right? And put him in the Garden of Eden. The trees was in fruition. Ain't that right? He had something to eat. Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? You understand? God did all the work. Created and everything and put everything there. Ain't that right? And yet we are created anew in Christ Jesus. You see what I'm talking about? But the hypocrite preachers, they can't see nothing spiritual. They can't see that the literal pointed to the spiritual. That's the reason why Dr. Harris said to you, all that might be known. Romans 1:19. All that might be known of everything you want to know. It don't make no difference what it is that you want to know. All that may be known of God. Well, you know, ain't that right? Well, God, he showed it unto them. He showed it unto them in Revelation. Everything showed Moses. Found him over and took time out of that. He showed him clear on back in the album. It's because you know everything. Ain't that right? And Paul said in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, said, Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. What can of God? Almost impossible for a man to you understand what I'm talking about? But I'll get it together some kind of way or another. And if I can't do it one way, I'll do it another. You understand what I'm talking about? Yes, indeed. Down here, we know all that. We know what's in here. We know all about. You understand? We know what's in here. We know what's in you. We know what's in everything. We got all that. All that. All the esoteric secrets, those that are hindering you, we can let them come. They die. You understand? You understand, right? You see what I'm talking about? Yes, indeed. You understand? It's not old me. You understand? It's my father in me that do us the work. You understand? And when I tell you there'll be an earthquake, or when I tell you that Pope John the 23rd
had to go and told him the day it had to go, you understand?